Time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name is Rose.
Hey, Rose. I love the name Rose. My daughter is named Rose. Has it worked out well for you as a name?
Well, actually, the name's Rosemary.
Yeah?
And nobody remembers that, so I'm just Rose.
Really? And plus, think of all the time you've saved.
Yes.
Well, Rose, it is nice to have you with us. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Rose's topic?
Stop right there. I'm Detective Carl Castle, and you are under arrest.
I surrender.
Yes. In order to fight crime today, law enforcement officials need to stay one step ahead of increasingly sophisticated criminals. This week we read about a creative effort by authorities to stop crime before it starts. Our panelists have three stories about innovative crime-fighting strategies. Choose that real story. You will win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yeah.
Well, first, let's hear from Tom Baudet.
When Captains Kirk and Picard gave the order, set phasers to stun, the crew of the starship Enterprise knew they were not out for blood and only wanted to ask a few questions and maybe save a race of humanoids from their own bad behavior. It was in this spirit that Minneapolis Police Chief Alex Wilson issued phasers to his patrol officers. The taser is an extreme law enforcement tool, he said. Better than clubbing somebody, but still pretty hard on a fella. The phaser is a $9 Walmart flashlight. It doesn't do anything. But 90% of the time, especially with drunks, if you shout the order, phasers on stun, and two officers shine somebody with their lights, they'll stand there surprised and confused long enough to get the cuffs on. It's about as easy as hypnotizing a chicken.
In Minnesota, they're using Starfleet rules to apprehend criminals. Your next story of a new police strategy comes from Paul Provenza.
Hiding contraband tightly wrapped and placed securely in one's nether regions has been a technique used by drug smugglers for decades. But police sniffer dogs have been able to detect the drug scent even there. So smugglers have taken to packing drugs in the nether regions of other dogs. Sniffer dog sniffing seems like natural dog behavior, raises no alarm. In response, police have developed an anti-pheromone spray to eliminate the confusion. It renders the dog in question completely uninteresting to mate with. So any sniffer sniffing is an undoubted gotcha. DEA officer Mitch Benn, on duty at Miami International Airport, says the spray is working. The only drawback, he says, is if I get a little on myself and then go home to the wife.
A drug spray that makes dogs uninteresting to dog sniffers, so then if they're interested, there's a reason for them to be interested, if you follow that. Your last story of authorities changing their tactics comes from Amy Dickinson.
Leave it to the French to find a solution to teenage hoodlums, they call them hoodlums, that is both creative and completely cuckoo. In the French port of Le Havre, gendarmes grew tired of dealing with disaffected teenagers who hung out in the lobbies of apartment buildings causing trouble. So they took an old shipping container and built a fake lobby to a non-existent apartment building and stuck it in the middle of a field. Call it existential social engineering. The shipping container has everything a real entrance lobby would have: doors and windows that don't work, letterboxes, a fake elevator door, and a staircase that doesn't lead anywhere. Somewhat like the French themselves. The kids of the town said, "Sacre bleu! We are not a pack of nasty sardines to be packed into a can and shipped away." Then they vandalized it. Maybe now they'll start hanging out there.
All right. Here are your three stories of innovative crime-fighting techniques. From Tom Baudet, the police in Minnesota issuing phasers to be set on stun so as to surprise and confuse the dumber criminals there. From Paul Provenza, a spray that makes dogs uninteresting to drug-sniffing dogs, so if the drug-sniffing dog sniffs the dog, there's an ulterior motive. And from Amy Dickinson, police vanquishing teenagers hanging around in lobbies of apartment buildings by building them a lobby just for their very own that doesn't go anywhere to decoy them away. Which of these is the real story of a crime-fighting technique in the news?
I think three.
You think the third story? You think Amy's
the
story?
Yeah, kind of sounds like something the French would do.
Those crazy French. Coddling their criminals by giving them shipping containers to cavort in. I see your point. Mm. All right. Your choice is Amy's story of the fake apartment lobby in France. Let us find out from an expert in this sort of behavior which of these was the real story.
A buildingless entry hall is an unusual space, and typically when adults try to provide places for kids to hang out, the first thing they do is go someplace else.
Yes, that was Barry Feld, a law professor at the University of Minnesota and a leading scholar in juvenile justice, discussing why the French shipping container entry hall may not be the best solution to their problem. Congratulations, Rose, you got it right. Well done.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm so pleased for you. Well done, that's great. That means you have earned a point for Amy. And you also have won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting in your home answering machine.
Great.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
I'm so
yes,
pleased.
Yes, very much.
Thank you so much for playing. Bye-bye.